Hello, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. My name is Vic Labou, and I received a package, but I was the sender of the package, and for some reason it went to my billing address. My confirmation email shows the correct address where it was to be shipped, but somehow it was shipped to me instead. I'm about two states away.
Oh, okay. I do apologize, sir. I think there was an issue for there was a issue for a time with orders being shipped out to the billing address rather than the shipping address, but that issue has been resolved.
Yeah, I see the so it's funny, I received an email on March 2nd. It says your package was shipped to and it has the correct address, but then I received it maybe a week later here. So what I was wondering is do you have the capability of sending me a new shipping label so I can drop it off at UPS and have it sent?
I don't think we would be able to do that.
You don't think so?
Unfortunately, no. Let's see here. I'm just checking for my manager's notes pertaining to those shipments being
Can I
sent
give
out.
you a can I give you in my it shows in my subject line, it shows a number. Is that like a subject line number? Can I give that to you so you can look up this particular one?
Well, can you provide the last name associated with the order?
Yes, Lobu, L-O capital B-U-E.
And your zip code.
My zip code is 95031. The proper zip code where it was to be shipped is 83835.
83835.
Correct. It was in Hayden, Idaho. And I see the email says it was shipped to that address.
Did I misspell your last name? I have LOB like boy, UE.
That's correct. And I received the package already, but I received it. I wasn't to receive it. It was to go to my brother.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm trying to locate any accounts associated with your last name.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I have an account number if you want.
And the first name?
Victor for me, Joshua for him.
Oh, okay. I haven't been able to locate a Victor or a Joshua Lobu.
I
LOB
have
like
a,
boy, UE like Edward.
right, you spelled it correctly. I have an account number. Do you want the account number?
Yes, sir.
57888-280-001.
Thank you. Okay, there was a space between the LO and the BUE. Okay,
There
so
is a
thank
space. That's correct.
you. And can you
That's
confirm
correct.
the, let's see, can you confirm the shipping address?
The shipping address is 8618 North Woodvine Drive, Hayden, Idaho, 83835.
Okay, and the email address associated with the account?
The address for the account is Post Office Box 368, Los Gatos, California 95031.
Oh, I was asking if you could confirm the email address.
Oh, email address is vic@eaglemortgageservices.net.
Okay, thank you. And let me ask my manager if there's anything we can do in this situation.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have the package here on my desk. I'm just ready to send it back out.
And I thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I sent a message to my manager. I'm just waiting for her response.
Thanks. Oh, and by the way, before I called you, I sent an email. I received an automated response requesting an email shipping label sent to me, and I put the proper information in that email, but it says it's several days before you can get back to me on that. But you are able to maybe search for that email, aren't you?
No, I am not. We have another team that's dedicated to emails, and I'm not a part of that team, unfortunately.
Okay, because in that email, I put the receiver's phone number down with his address, just as you have it, and then I also put my phone number down as the shipper because it'd be coming from me now.
Okay, well, I mean, everything is correct in the database. It's just that there was a computer made an error in which it was mailing out customers' packages to the billing address rather than the shipping address.
Right, and that was probably okay in some instances because it would go to the same place, but in my case, it wasn't. I was sending it as a birthday gift. And across states, I was sending it from, I don't know where you're located, I don't recall, but I'm sending it from California to Idaho.
Oh, I understand.
You're in Pennsylvania, I see now. So, yeah, normally, I guess if I were buying it for myself, it wouldn't matter. I would never know. So probably most of your customers are in that position.
And I thank you for your patience.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I'm just waiting on a response.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I apologize for the delay.
That's all right. Thanks.
You're welcome. I've hit up my manager. I hit up a supervisor. Let's see here.
Right.
Okay, so another supervisor told me that I can just go ahead and reship the item. When I place the reship, it'll be sent out to the correct address, 8618 North Woodbine Drive, Hayden, Idaho, 83835.
But how are you going to get the item? Do you need to pick it up?
No, we're just going to send out another one.
Oh, you are. Okay. All right.
Let's
see.
That's
the case. It's, I think, about a 10-day turn time, so I'll expect it about then.
Let's see, something like that, yes, sir. Let's see here. Okay, I have processed a reshipment, and that'll be mailed out as quickly as possible. And when the reshipment does mail out, we'll send you an email with tracking information that you can use to track the package as it makes its way out to the residents.
Well, I sure appreciate this. I thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, you've been a big help. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you. I hope you have a good day.
Thanks. I'll look for my confirmation email. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.